I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This time of year, our houses are filled with poinsettias, Christmas cactus, and amaryllis flowers. It's a festive time, and I love all the flower colors of the holidays. But if you're still looking for a holiday gift for that black thumb in the family, here are three shade-tolerant, low-maintenance houseplants that even they will find hard to kill. The ZZ plant, or Zamaculcus zamifolia, is an unusual houseplant that hails from East Africa. It has dark green stems with glossy leaves paired along the stem. The plant looks almost plastic, but it's tough as nails. It's okay to forget about watering. It can literally go weeks without water. In fact, overwatering creates some of its few problems. It tolerates low light, so tucking it in a north corner of a room is fine. It'll even grow in an office with just fluorescent lights. Chinese evergreens, or aglaonema, are foliage houseplants with silver and green leaves. They're another low-light tolerant plant. A newer version has various shades of pink and red leaves, making it a striking houseplant. It'll need a little more indirect light and more regular watering than the green version, but it still requires less than most common houseplants. Another easy houseplant is the snake plant. Many know this one as the houseplant with thick, sword-like leaves that come to a point. It comes with green or variegated green and yellow leaves. Now there are newer versions of Sansevieria that have narrower, wide, rounded leaves that almost look like a cactus. But they still are a low-light and water-tolerant, forget-about-em houseplant that you'll love on the floor or on a table or desk. And now for this week's tip. Keep poisonous houseplants such as amaryllis, daffodils, lilies, and hyacinths away from pets and children over the holidays. Decorations including holly, yew, and bittersweet berries can also cause illness if ingested. However, Christmas cactus and orchids are safe, and poinsettias have low toxicity. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new veggie varieties. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.